Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Red hot comic book movie news, shooting up your butthole. The Weekly Planet, The Weekly Planet.
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of The Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
I'm here.
You are here.
It's late night. It's late night podcasting. Yeah, but anything can happen.
Yeah.
I've just watched a scary movie.
Was it spooky enough for you?
It's pretty spooky.
Okay, good.
No, it wasn't spooky.
Tense?
It was tense. It's certainly, I didn't feel spooky.
Yeah, good.
Or ooky.
Or dookie? The Green Day album?
Didn't feel dookie at all, no.
Okay, good.
In fact, the movie was very noticeable for its absence of Dookie.
Excellent.
The album. Yeah.
Yeah, okay, good.
Have you heard any Green Day recently?
No. My last one I heard was American Idiot.
Yeah, imagine that.
Yeah.
But like, but they play it in Kmart. Like, imagine homeopathic Green Day.
Oh, that sounds really good.
Imagine the Dookie album and they've filtered it through 1,000 layers of water.
So it's garbled?
Yeah, it's very... No, it's just... Oh, my goodness. There's a song called Revolution Radio.
Right.
And it's just... Oof.
Is it better than 21 Guns or whatever it is from Transformers 2?
I would assume so.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
Good. Excellent.
Yeah. What are we talking about? I've forgotten.
I don't know, Dookie. But just before we get into the show...
Oh, that's right. I was going to say, your definition of spooky.
Yeah.
I think spooky needs to include skeletons.
Yes. 100% of the time.
Pumpkins.
Yep.
I mean, scary pumpkins, obviously.
A man under a sheet?
No, that's sexy.
Oh, yeah, good point.
That's really, yeah. Mm-hmm.
A witch with a pointed hat.
That's spooky.
Sometimes it could be sexy.
Yeah.
Depending on where you get your costumes.
That's true.
From,
yeah. Okay, we'll tell you what. Throughout this course of this episode, I'll draw a Venn diagram.
Good, good. Just quickly up top, I did my Facebook Q&A on the Planet Broadcasting Great Mates page
on Facebook, yes.
The other day on Thursday,
great.
Which
How'd
Andrew
go?
Levinson, yeah, I thought it went. It was fun. It was like, it was. I mean, it's kind of weird because it's like a one-sided conversation, sort of.
So weird.
But
and the questions fly thick and
they
fast.
Do. And I was back because the chat was stalling and then starting, so I was kind of back and forth. So, but I it was about an hour and a half or so, I think.
Went, yeah, cool, man.
Reasonably quick. It's still on the front page. Still on the page if you want to check it out. So is yours from the week before.
That's right.
And this week will be Jess Perkins
of the Do Go On podcast.
Do Go On. Yeah.
And then after that, Adam Knox.
Oh no.
No, he's good.
No,
that'll be
great.
Very entertaining. I
yeah,
think.
Absolutely.
You should check that out.
Definitely. So. I'll link that below. Also, we're doing our live show next week in Melbourne.
That's right.
I thought
right.
A good idea might be, if you're attending that live show, because we're going to make it like a condensed version of this show, except worse, because we'll be scared, because we're in front of a
for
crowd.
For sure. Yeah. And there's no edit points.
No edit points. But I thought if you're going to that show, if you want to... You are.
Continue.
If people want to email in a question, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com,
yeah.
If you're going to be there, and then we can do that. Because I thought maybe we'll get people up to ask questions.
Yep.
But that might just slow everything down.
That's true.
We might need another mic.
And we're going to do, these are going to be unfiltered questions.
That's right.
So if we say, hey, this is a question from John, he's in the audience, and we ask the question and it's a bad question.
Yeah.
Every other member of the audience is going to beat you with a stick.
That's correct.
So better be good questions.
Sticks will be provided at the door.
We're not here to judge you though.
That's
so
right.
Just do whatever you want, but yeah. Make it good.
Also, you and Claire are organizing some special t-shirts.
We sure are.
For the day. Which hopefully get printed in time if people want to purchase.
Yeah, if you want to purchase a souvenir tee, that'll be
we'll
great.
We'll probably give away some and a bunch of other stuff.
Yeah,
I don't know.
Yeah, that'd be good. I would love to hear some questions.
Yeah, absolutely. Good, good. It just means we can pad out our hour if we get
stuck. Absolutely, yeah.
Which we will.
Which we will. Again, there's no edit points.
Yeah.
Yeah, if you want to see a man have a half-formed thought and then trail off.
Yeah. Well, you will.
Welcome to my world. Yeah. And there's no place to edit that out. So, hooray. I just did it then. This could go. Yeah, who knows?
Okay, so into the news, Mason.
Yes.
There's some Infinity War stuff that is, they showed 30 minutes of footage. There's been a bunch of TV spots. James Gunn has talked about the Soul Stone in relation to his films. We talked about this before the show, but we're probably not going to touch on any of this stuff before the film.
It's too close.
Yeah, it's too close.
To my heart.
Yeah, there was also the Russo brothers released that thing on Twitter, which was like, hey, don't spoil Infinity War.
Yeah, that's
for
right.
For anybody if you see it early. Because there's only going to be the premiere in LA, and then I think that's it.
So that note is specifically to the people going to the premiere
Correct.
In LA.
Yeah.
Do you think it's to some of the actors who can't keep their gosh darn mouth shut?
Are you talking about specifically Tom Holland?
Yeah, Tom Holland.
He's too excited.
He's so excited. That's his problem.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. So we're probably... Yeah, so we'll talk in generalities about it, but we're not going to be talking about where's the last Soul Stone and who dies and any of that stuff.
What we should do is we should just... Up top,
yeah.
Every episode up until Infinity War comes out, we should just do just a quick check. Do we reckon Infinity War is still going to be good? Currently, yes.
I'm going to say no.
Whoa!
Yeah, but I might be changing my mind next week, Mason.
It's true.
It's an ongoing thing, isn't it?
Yeah. So, correct.
Just to be clear, I do think it's going to be good. I was just being contrarian.
Very good. That's how you... Oh, hello.
I'm just pretending to type. I don't have anything to...
Mate, save it for the live show, right?
All right. What do you think about the Russo brothers being like, don't spoil it?
Yeah, good.
I think it's nice. I think that works as well. Not for everybody,
uh-huh.
But some people are pricks, but I think it does on the whole.
Yeah.
Yeah, because a lot of stuff does get spoiled. Like before, I talked about this for The Last Jedi. I read a thing that was a headline that was like, this is what Luke Skywalker was thinking at this when Rey handed him his lightsaber. And then I read the article and it was like, yeah, he just throws it over his shoulder. I'm like, that's not
a
thought.
It's not
what are you talking about? Like, that's a... It's a reveal I want when I'm in the movie.
But did it say Luke thinks about throwing the lightsaber over his shoulder and then he does it?
No,
because that's a loophole.
Yeah, that's true. It is. I don't think it was that.
Mm.
Mason, I know we can't talk too much about Infinity War.
We just said the thing that we weren't going to say a lot about Infinity War.
I know. That's why I'm saying, but we can talk about Johnny English Strikes Again back.
Yep, he's back again.
Are you a fan of the Johnny English films?
I've never seen
one either.
I thought he was more... See, I watched this trailer. I had assumed beforehand that he was more Mr. Beanie, but he's quite posh, isn't he?
Yeah.
Has he always been posh?
Yeah.
Why are we talking about this? Let's talk about it anyway.
I think he was like a lower level dude. Like maybe he was
like
trash
a middle
guy.
Management or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, and all the agents died or something and then he...
So it's a King Ralph situation.
Exactly like King Ralph.
Yep.
King Ralph is not as posh, obviously.
No, he's the opposite of posh.
Yeah. But it's
Johnny English. That should be the tagline. Johnny English, the antithesis of King Ralph.
Finally.
And there's no explanation otherwise.
So you didn't see original Johnny English with Natalie and Bruglia?
No.
You didn't see Johnny English Reborn with Gillian Anderson?
Wow.
Yeah, that was the second one.
She
does a good British accent.
Mm-hmm.
I know people like these films.
I wanted to know a little bit more about Johnny English.
Yeah.
And so I put it in to my phone. I typed in Johnny.
Yeah.
First result, Wikipedia page for Johnny Depp. Yuck. But it says Johnny Depp, Johnny English, Johnny Cash.
Johnny Cash third.
Johnny Cash is third.
To
Johnny English.
But is there a Johnny Cash trilogy of spy films?
There is not.
See, that's why he's not
second. Yeah,
I guess
that's true. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Anyway, you're going to see this.
I don't want to. Are you saying we have to?
I don't think so. Is that in our wheelhouse?
No.
It's Bond.
Okay, look, he's a goofy agent, according to the synopsis.
I got that.
John Malkovich was in the first one? Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, all right.
Yeah.
Was that immediately?
He was also in Transformers 4, or 3.
Yeah, exactly. I think this was immediately before he decided to become a clothing designer instead of...
Right.
Mm.
Very good. Anything else?
Nah, that'll do.
So in this one, all the secret agents' identities are revealed. So Johnny English must be himself again.
Terrific.
He's back.
Okay.
I like Rowan Atkinson a lot. Good physical comedy. He's a great
for sure.
Writer. Blackadder, Mr. Bean.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny English, obviously.
Yep.
Did he also
write some of the young ones?
You may have. I don't actually know that.
There's no way of knowing.
Did you like the Mr. Bean the movie?
No.
Or Mr. Bean Goes on Holiday?
None of those. I'm not a Mr. Bean guy, really.
Really?
No.
Okay. No, I do. I like him.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's always putting himself in ridiculous situations.
That's what it's about.
He's putting a chair on top of his little car.
Yeah.
So he can go to the football and look over the... I don't know what he does.
Good, good. Zack Snyder has been...
Oh, is that all we're going to talk about with
Johnny English? What do you want? I don't even know why I put it in. If you want to keep going, we can keep going.
Should we do a Mr. Bean episode? Today?
Hell, though.
Now?
Like,
yeah,
remember the one where he explodes a bag of vomit on a plane? Like, do we go through his bits?
Yeah, we go through every one of his bits and we decide whether or not they still hold up.
Okay. I think a lot of it does.
Remember the time he drove his little Mini under the boom gate?
Yeah, probably.
Good, great. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay, Zack Snyder has been talking about Batman, Superman, and Justice League and all that kind of thing.
Cool.
I think because he never kind of got to finish his trilogy of films the way that he intended. There was news that the reason that he left the project was not for family reasons. I mean, that was that, obviously, but he was fired months before.
Yeah, right, uh-huh.
So he's taking to the app... Ollie!
Ollie, stop licking your paws.
You can hear on the bloody mic, mate.
It's really distracting.
It's really loud. Hang on. Ollie, come here.
See, I feel some people would find that soothing.
Yeah.
But most people, no. Disgusting.
I don't like it.
Okay.
It's because she hasn't been for a walk today, and that's my fault because I was hungover. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Ollie, why were you hungover, James?
Because I went to a party.
What kind of party, James?
Engagement party. Okay. It was good. And I drank beer. I don't normally drink beer.
Uh-huh.
And it's... Oh, she's back on the couch.
Okay, I'll
she's
keep...
back
I'll,
at it.
All right. Yep. There we go. Stay here, dog.
Everybody go. Anyway, he's taken to the social media app Vero. You familiar with that?
Is Vero the new Twitter or something?
Or something, yeah.
Okay, I'm going to look. I feel like it's some sort of new social media app that they're like, hey, this is new and it's better than Twitter. And then it turned out it's owned by like a dictator or something.
Great.
Or a dictator's son.
That's really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Don't get bloody, God damn it, dog. Sit here. There we go.
But while you're looking that up, he's basically been explaining a bunch of the theories and ideas that were behind his project.
Mm-hmm.
And that he was kind of working towards in the universe.
Uh-huh.
Do you want me to go through some of these though?
Yes.
Okay, somebody. So you know how he's living on a lake house?
Yes.
Instead of in Wayne Manor.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
It's because his father commissioned the lake house as a gift for his mother.
Okay.
A place built by her favorite architect, and she loved it. And then when Bruce turned 18, he moved in. He ordered Wayne Manor to be left to decompose.
Oh, okay.
There you go. Bit of backstory right there. Got okay. Another one here.
Wait, so doesn't he have a bat cave under it, though?
Yeah, or near it, or whatever.
Okay, cool.
Something.
Uh-huh.
Or there's a service elevator. I'm not exactly sure. Mm. It's really clear, is it?
It's really not.
You must have bat pole.
And I mean, it looks very modern.
Yeah.
So, like, did he get, like, engineers to like modernize the place, but be like, don't go down there. Don't go past that. Don't go past that water feature.
Yeah,
there's a cave in there.
Here's another one. The Mapplethorpe above his bed, which is a photographer. Apparently, I looked it up. He chose to represent the erotic as a drug that Bruce uses sex to momentarily forget his pain.
Oh,
that's good, isn't
it? Very erotic.
Yeah, so,
wait, who's he being erotic with?
At the start, some rando? He's with a lady. Yeah. Some rando. Yeah, he maybe wakes up and he's got a bottle of whiskey and there's a girl lying in the bed.
Sort of.
He's banging broads because he's cool.
Oh, that is cool.
You know, and they made Thomas Wayne cool because instead of like heroically dying in an alley, he gets in a fist fight that gets him shot.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Because it's cool, Mason.
Yeah, that's right.
He doesn't
die defending his wife from being robbed. He dies in like a daredevil motorcycle accident. He has to drive around a velodrome that's on fire. You know, like in an Elvis movie.
Yeah. And someone put this theory out there that Darkseid was behind Bruce's nightmare. This is what this person says. Harag Farah says, we all know that Darkseid is a master manipulator and can reach into the minds of his enemies to do his bidding.
Do we know that?
Yeah, we all know that, Mason.
Okay, we all know it. All right.
Bruce would have killed Superman and Darkseid would eventually conquer Earth with little resistance. Do you think my theory is far-fetched? And Zack Snyder responded, real. Do you think he just went, that sounds good.
Yeah, exactly. See, there's no way of knowing.
Yeah.
If he'd said real and then presented like a handwritten note that has been dated from years ago that's like, well, we're going to have Darkseid, blah, blah, blah.
Handwritten note, and he's holding it in a photograph, and there's a picture of the newspaper from that week.
Exactly,
that's
yeah.
what I want. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But there's also a man who's verifying that he hasn't just saved an old newspaper. There's a man next to him carbon dating the newspaper and going, this is today's newspaper for sure. And then he's connected to a lie detector.
Yes, good.
And there's a policeman monitoring the lie detector. And then there's a judge who's collected evidence to determine that police officer is not corrupt.
Okay.
The judge is involved in a sex scandal.
Okay, I was going to say, the judge on the take?
Yeah, the judge is 100% on. He's being blackmailed.
Okay, good. Mm. So in that scenario, you'd be okay with this?
I guess. They seem to have gone to a lot of trouble.
So, yeah, I mean, I can sort of see that, I guess. I also said, if someone lost someone close to them, and this is him talking about Clark Kent and Lois Lane, mm-hmm. they might be susceptible to a certain equation and might blame a certain bat for events that
are too... I who he's referring to.
Yeah, I know.
A certain bat?
A bat for an event.
Like a fruit bat?
Yeah.
Wow.
That are too soon Bruce Wayne would know nothing about. Mm. So, but that also flies in the face of Darkseid's thing.
Yeah.
Because he's saying that would have happened, but also that Darkseid put the future in Bruce Wayne's mind, I guess, that it did happen, was potentially going to happen.
Well, he's such a master manipulator. We all know that. So he probably prepared for both eventualities.
He probably did. Mm. And the last one was that the reason Batman had a spear of kryptonite is because it's a Jesus metaphor.
Ugh.
Yeah, I know.
Ugh.
Ugh. I mean, I understand.
So wait, who is he? Is he Pontius Pilate? Or is he just that soldier who spears him?
Yeah, when he spears him and then like water pours out of the side of Jesus, if you know the story of that particular, that children's tale. Yeah. You've ever read that story to a young child?
No.
I have. I read it every night to my son.
Terrific.
But basically, I get the metaphor.
And then he gets speared again and again till there's no more blood in him and then it's just water for some reason.
But basically,
where's the water from? Humans have an extra organ that's just filled with water.
It's like a bag. It's like a bag
of water.
But I understand the Jesus metaphor.
Yeah,
but it's stupid.
Oh, for sure.
It doesn't make any sense.
And he'd never done anything Jesus-y to that point.
Well, no, there's a lot of Jesus imagery in Man of Steel, and you know, when he reveals who he is, he's in a priest. He says it to a priest and whatever, and all that kind of stuff. But a spear is inherently a stupid weapon to go up against him in.
Yeah.
At least put the bullet, like make kryptonite bullets and riddle him with the machine guns that you hit him with immediately. Remember that? Right?
That would work very quickly,
that would work
actually,
instantly.
Yeah.
That's over.
Yeah. And boy, you're right, aren't you?
Yeah, I am.
And I mean, because this is the first time he's ever encountered kryptonite. Mm-hmm. There's no reason for him to dodge it or anything.
That's right.
He'd just catch them all and then his hand would fall off.
Correct. Mm. Or he wouldn't catch them. They'd pierce his skin.
And then he'd die.
And then he'd die. Yeah. But no, two gas canisters
and a spear
that you have to get right up close with.
Mm-hmm.
But then you can't spear Doomsday with it, can you?
No.
You can't do that story.
Mm.
I said this the other day. I like that movie, even though there's so much wrong with it. I'm just like, yeah, free pass. It's fine.
Wow.
I mean, the universe is fucked, but I'm okay with it.
So odd. So odd. We'll never escape it either.
No,
we're
going
to keep coming back. But when did it come out? Like 2016?
2016, yeah.
So we've been talking about this for more than a year.
Yeah, well over.
2 years.
Yeah.
Bloody hell.
Good stuff.
Like the nightmare sequence. That looks pretty
Me
good.
Me too.
Though. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Oh man, I had fun with it.
We all did.
Oh yeah, Vero, the founder of Vero withheld pay from thousands of immigrant workers and then abandoned them without food, water, or electricity in labor camps.
Cool.
Anyway, don't use Vero.
Is it a free app?
Yeah, it's free.
I'm on board, mate.
Yeah, nice.
No, I did download it and went, nah, I hate this.
Yeah.
Deleted it. Okay, Terminator 6 has been moved from July of next year to November of next year.
Is that a bad sign?
I don't think it matters.
Yeah.
I don't think it means anything.
Uh-huh.
This is it. This is the last one. So if you need to...
According to who?
Well, I mean, as in, I feel like this is the last shot. You really... Like, you don't deserve it.
A little franchise called Police Academy got 7 films.
That's a good point, actually.
So,
yeah. But I still...
And 7 was the best one.
Which is that Mission to Moscow?
Mission to Moscow.
Did Gutenberg come back for that one? Or
no,
did you
I don't think
one
so.
And two?
Don't think so.
Okay, fair enough.
Mm-hmm.
This one because it's director of Deadpool, Tim Miller. He's done a bunch of other cool stuff.
That's true.
And Linda Hamilton's back.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, I don't know, man.
Yeah.
I just don't know. Yeah.
And well, November of next year.
Correct.
Boy.
Unless they cancel it.
Boy.
Gary Whitta, the screenwriter of Rogue One and
a
bunch of other stuff. He seems like a real cool
dude.
Did
he reveal some secrets this week?
Well, he did, but he also talked about he's rebooting The Last Starfighter. There's a bunch of concept art. The concept art looks very kind of You ever see Oblivion with Tom Cruise?
Some of it, yes.
It's a good movie, man.
A lot of white and grey.
Yeah, a lot of white and grey. I think it's underrated. But yeah, so we're getting, I mean, shockingly, we're getting a Last Starfighter reboot. Mm. I mean, the Last Starfighter initially was kind of like, shit, Star Wars is popular. What can we...
Yeah.
What are we doing?
And now it's like Guardians of the Galaxy is popular.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
Star Wars
and
is popular.
And also Star Wars is popular and Star Trek is somewhat popular.
Yeah.
But are you a fan of the original?
No, I don't think so.
It's okay, right?
I was more a Flight of the Navigator guy.
Sure. Mm. But that one doesn't have a weird clone boy that made out of gross gel or
something. No, but it does have a weird eyeball on a tentacle, if I recall.
You are the Navigator.
Correct.
Is that the movie? Is it Fred Savage?
It's a kid who certainly looks like Fred Savage.
Okay, good.
That kid was a savage.
Yeah, in what sense?
Oh, yeah, I'm looking at this. Okay. All right, Gary Whitta. He looks exactly like a Gary Whitta would.
Okay, I'm just going to check who Flight of the Navigator. Weren't they going to reboot that as well? I'm sure I heard that.
Almost certainly.
It's not. No, it wasn't him.
Okay, then.
I thought it was. It's a guy who looks like.
Correct.
Yeah. Sarah Jessica Parker's in it as well.
Oh.
You bloody guy.
Okay, that's looking pretty good.
Yeah,
that's,
I like the design.
This concept art's looking
so
pretty good.
So basically, it's kind of like if you get good at video games, then you become the...
The one where there's an arcade machine in like a kind of very rural area, and it's like at the back of a saloon or something. Is that the movie?
Yeah, it's something like that, yeah.
Okay, yeah.
And he gets the top score, he's the best, and then a guy... who's the actor who comes to Earth? Vincent Price, maybe?
Okay.
And he's really a lizard man. He's like, do you want to come and shoot spaceships? Do you want to do Star Wars? We're just going to do Star Wars.
Yeah, let's just do Star Wars again. The budget's very small, but just use your imagination.
Yeah. And there's a big holographic face who's like, dah! Dah, rah, rah, rah. Remember that?
Not really.
Yeah, it's good.
Okay.
Anyway, they are rebooting Flight of the Navigator.
Great.
Yeah. Let me just check that it is Vincent Price.
Okay.
What was this movie we're talking about called again?
The Last Starfighter.
Good.
Okay. It's very late here.
And it really is.
Are you sure you're not thinking of Vincent D'Onofrio?
I might be thinking of Vincent D'Onofrio. Actually, it might not be who I said at all.
You having a great deal of difficulty determining the actors in B-list movies from decades ago. Are you sure you're okay?
Yeah, it's not Vincent Price as far as I know. But that's not about whether or not I'm right or not.
Beg to differ.
Okay, good. Solo will be debuting at the Cannes
Film... Did you say debuting?
Debuting.
Okay.
Debutting?
No.
Debutante ball.
Yes, yes.
Okay, good.
Alden Ehrenreich is having his debutante ball. He's a pretty princess.
He is. At the Cannes Film Festival on the 15th of May. That's before it's around the 25th of May release date. You may think that's unusual for a Star Wars film to debut
sounds...
at Cannes.
Like a recipe for disaster.
If they're debuting it, then they must think it's not entirely terrible.
I think they've made it. Based on no other evidence, this smells to me like a disaster in the making. It smells to me like they're going to debut it and everyone's going to boo.
Yeah,
like all the snooty Khan people are going to be like, boo.
Yeah, but...
Not for us.
So the James Khan Film Festival.
Is
that what it is?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, for sure. Yeah,
like Robert Redford started the other one.
Yeah,
and James
Khan
started this one. Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
Good.
All the screens in the city just play Las Vegas episodes of Las Vegas.
With Josh Duhamel?
Yes, Josh Duhamel. Yeah.
Very good. But basically, this isn't the first time a Star Wars film has debuted there. They also debuted Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith.
Wow.
So, and they're two of the best films. So... If the track record is to be believed,
correct,
then
people are going to
run a winner.
Hoot and cheer.
What a weird place to debut Attack of the Clones.
Yeah, right? Not even the Phantom Menace.
James Caan is not a fan of Attack of the Clones. Yeah. No, Phantom Menace was wrapped in secrecy and shit, though. That I get.
Yeah, I guess so.
But, I mean, they all are, in a way. The Solo's actually got a new trailer. It should be out by now, but we haven't seen it yet. But I'm doing a trailer breakdown for it, like you wouldn't believe. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you, it's coming along. It's 100%. All of it.
Incredible.
It's going to be one of the best works.
What's the latest you've ever stayed up making a trailer?
I've stayed up all night before.
Okay.
Multiple times. But I don't do that anymore because I don't give a shit. People don't mind waiting, I've found.
Oh, there you go.
You know, so...
It
ruins me for days.
Well, I was going to say, because it feels like staying up all night to like study for an exam at uni or something like that.
That's exactly what it feels like. Mm. Yeah. Though I never used to really do that.
No, I used to give up at about 1:30.
Yeah, because...
My cutoff time.
Who cares?
How much? Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, throw it away. That's what I say. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's it. I only figured this out recently. Oh, not recently. Like towards the end of my university career, how to actually study properly for me.
Oh, what's the number one trick?
Well, when I read a thing that I don't care about, I may as well just be looking at a wall. Like, it's just not, doesn't go in at all.
Sure, right.
Taking notes doesn't work
for me. So you have to relate everything back to the graphic calculator game Drug Wars.
That is correct, yes. That is how I passed.
You have to break down everything into grams of coke that you're pushing.
Correct.
And then you can finally figure it out. That's how they got us to learn.
That's true.
About weights and measures.
Correct.
They put it in the form of Drug Wars.
Speaking of peddling drugs and crap,
yes.
They're still peddling those same graphic calculators, aren't they?
Yeah, it's some sort of, it's a weird racket.
Outrageous.
Mm-hmm.
But basically, for me, it's just I listen to it like I do podcasts. I figured out that if I just record myself just saying the thing that I need to know,
wow, that's interesting.
Listen to it again and I just remember it.
Huh.
So there's a hint for people who can't read like me. So,
yeah. Good.
Yeah, we've got some more bloody Star Wars news, Mason.
I'm ready.
Tony Gilroy, he came in and did the Rogue One reshoots. He does a lot of Mission Impossible stuff. He's mm-hmm. not like stunts. Like he doesn't like not like bike chases and spin kicks. I mean, maybe he does.
Maybe he does.
But
craft services.
Yes.
He does spin kicks and sandwiches.
That's right. But he was talking about Rogue One. Because, you know, they hushed up, you know, in terms of what happened, you know. And the director didn't get fired, but he kind of got pushed aside. And
yeah, right.
And he's opened up about it and he said, if you look at Rogue One, all the difficulty. Well, he's calling it Rogue, but it sounds weird. Because then I think about the giant crocodile movie.
Sure, yeah,
but
yeah.
That's not what we're talking
about. He doesn't
know
his movie history.
He certainly doesn't. Mm-hmm. I bet he thinks Vincent Price is in the last Starfighter.
He would, wouldn't
what
he?
A dickhead. Yeah. But all the difficulties, Rogue One, all the confusion of it, all the mess. And in the end, when you get in there, it's all very simple to solve because you just go, well, this is a movie where everyone's going to die because it's about sacrifice. And then he was like, I was never interested in Star Wars, so I had no reverence for it whatsoever. I was unafraid about that. And they're in such a swamp. There was so much terrible, terrible trouble that all you could do was improve their position. It's like, wow.
He's putting the boot in left, right, and center.
Yeah,
isn't
he really is.
Incredible. I don't care about you. I don't care about the thing that you love. It was all a mess. Everybody was doing terrible work and was feeling bad about it. I went in and it was so easy to fix it.
Correct. I'm the best.
Because making it a D- was better than making it an F. That's what it sounds like he's saying.
Yeah. But I would love to see what it was. We never will.
Yeah, for sure.
I'd love to see that version. Because how bad could it be? I mean, really bad, potentially.
Oh, absolutely.
That movie's
a
bit of a mess as is. But
you've seen the prequels, haven't you?
Mm. I still think the last 40 minutes of that movie are quite good.
Of Attack of the Clones?
Fuck no. That's a terrible movie.
Rogue One.
Rogue One, yeah.
I liked all the Rogue One.
Okay, good on you. Did you like Tarkin?
No.
Did you like Darth Vader's voice?
No.
Yeah, there you go. So shut up.
All right, fine. Shutting up now.
John Boyega has talked about Star Wars Episode 9.
Okay.
In terms of what's coming up.
Mm-hmm.
Got an hour left on this thing. Remind me to keep an eye on this card because if it runs out, we're in trouble.
Okay.
He said that he hasn't read this.
Wait, what happens if it runs out?
It pauses and I don't realize and we keep talking.
Oh, okay, sure. I'm going to set an alarm. Do we have exactly 1 hour?
Make it 55 minutes.
Okay, then.
Put it an hour. Put it an hour.
I'm putting it to 55.
No, because it's an hour and five.
Oh,
so
right.
put it an hour.
Okay.
But basically, he said
I haven't said it.
Jesus, Mason. Have you noticed that app? I'm getting rid of my iPhone. I hate it.
Wow.
It's
when timer ends, what do you want? Silk?
Yeah,
that's
silk.
That's the default alarm sound.
Oh, we don't want the default one. Can you jazz it up a bit? Is there one called Jazz?
Night Owl? That's pretty jazzy.
Nah, too soft.
Hillside.
What's that? Is that a plane flying into a hill?
Yeah, that's what it is.
Yeah, put that one
by, on. What about By the Seaside?
Nah.
Cosmic?
Yeah, do that.
Yeah, nice. Late nights. I love it.
I can't wait.
Oh, this is so exciting. All right, start. Here we go.
Sounds like
This is like Mission Impossible. Get Gilroy on the line.
But basically, he hasn't read the script.
Great.
But he spoke to Daisy Ridley and apparently they're back together in the next film.
Oh, so Ridley's read the script?
I guess so. Or it's been told at the very least
okay.
By J.J. Abrams, who's making this film.
Wait, back together, not romantically?
No.
But just hanging out?
I would more believe that they would get together than Finn and Rose, which was weird. It's like
a
weird
kiss.
Wasn't
it though? Yeah, it really was.
I like that film a lot. That was very strange.
Just make it Finn and Poe.
Yeah.
What are you doing?
Or just... Just don't have anybody kiss anybody.
Yeah, for
that's
sure.
Fine also.
Because it's bound to result in trouble, isn't it?
Yeah, that's it.
And certain continuity errors.
Let me think about this. They're, at the moment, they're like, it's one for one in terms of romantic subplots of Star Wars
true.
Films. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you don't want to, do you want to tip that scale?
Mm. Yes.
Okay, you do. Mm-hmm. Do you think that J.J. Abrams is going to, how is this going to go?
Do you think, are you suggesting he's going to re-reboot everything?
There's the other theory. This came out from, not a theory, Simon Pegg said something along the lines of J.J. Abrams' initial plan was for Rey to have like an actual lineage, which makes me think it was 100% Obi-Wan Kenobi. Everything points to that.
Why does Simon Pegg have the inside track?
Because they're mates.
All right.
They probably watch Space on Blu-ray.
I mean, not anymore. After he's betrayed the trust of J.J. Abrams.
I think he's putting the word out there. He's doing J.J. Abrams' work.
Oh.
He's protecting the legacy of J.J. Abrams.
So now he's just J.J. Abrams' little minion.
Yeah.
His little yes man.
His little yes
man. Well, I've just suddenly lost all respect for Simon Pegg.
Wow. Yeah. I don't believe that. You're a big fan.
I'm a big fan.
You like most of his work.
Most of his work's pretty good.
Yeah. But what do you think about that, though? She was going to be somebody and then she was nobody.
I think so. Yeah, absolutely.
I really like that she's nobody, though.
Me too.
Because I know, we talked about it last year way
opinions
too much.
Opinions are divided.
Boy, are they. And I understand why people hate it. Like, I get it.
Mm-hmm.
But the stuff that I didn't like about The Force Awakens was the mystery box. And I think whatever way you went with it, people were going to be unhappy.
A certain amount of people were going to be unhappy about it.
Mm-hmm. And I liked that they just went, nah, just bin it all.
Yeah, right.
I loved it. Because that's, I just really hate that shit. Mm. Just setting it up for someone or to figure it out later or for someone else to figure it out. Now he has to close off this trilogy.
Yeah.
Like, imagine following up episode 8. Because they finished the saga. It feels like it's over.
It really does, doesn't it? Yeah.
Yeah.
Even if Abrams quit and every subsequent director quit and it stayed in limbo forever,
yeah,
it's finished more or less.
Yeah,
what a sweet ending!
It's like 20 people
versus the entire First Order now. Oh, imagine what it could be. We won't have to, but we could.
I could.
I'd be very happy to.
Yeah. Look, he's a good director and creator and writer. Mm. I think he could definitely pull it off, but he's not. He's never finished anything. I'm trying to think of his...
Right.
Like, what has he wrapped
Mission
up?
Mission Impossible 3.
That's a good film, but it's like, it's just a chapter. It's another chapter.
Yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't get enough credit for that. Mm. He saved that franchise. Like, he brought it back. Like, that movie's kind of forgotten, but it's pretty solid.
Mm,
yeah.
Mm,
it's got Philip Seymour Hoffman before he was dead.
Yes,
imagine
absolutely.
If it was after he was
dead,
though. That would have been even more incredible.
Disaster.
Oh, or disaster, I should say. What else we got here? There's a thing about Zoe Saldana talking about Marvel films and how she's been in... I don't know. I wasn't really going to talk about this. But basically that she's spoken to other actors who are like, ugh, Marvel films and comic book movies, it's not very arty or whatever. And she's like, shut up. Like, kids love them and it's cool. And you can, you know, visit them in hospital and like,
it's
inspirational. And kids can see heroes and female characters on screen and, you know, and be, you know, see themselves in whoever and
it's
whatever.
Just a bit of bloody fun.
Yeah, who cares, man?
Yeah, right. Uh-huh. Also, those people.
Shut up, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Are probably just jealous that they're not in a Marvel film.
Potentially.
Mm-hmm.
Or they genuinely hate them.
They could also hate them because they've worked for years on their craft.
Yeah.
And now they can't get any work because they don't want to be in a Marvel film.
Yeah, shut up, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Shut up, Daniel Day-Lewis.
Yeah.
Put that heel back on my shoe.
Correct. So I know, I thought that was interesting. Also, Ben Affleck, like, called a kid this week. Who was dying of cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Daniel Day-Lewis is not calling a kid to be like, I'm Abraham Lincoln. You know?
It's true.
Obviously, both are valid.
He's not sharing any milkshakes with kids in hospital.
Right.
Yeah, I get
it. Yeah, obviously both are valid, but I just think there can be both.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. All right, what else we got here? I like this casting a lot, and so do you. Get ready
we'll
for
see.
It. We'll see. Are you familiar with The Boys?
I'm ready to be contrary.
Good.
Okay.
Are you familiar with The Boys?
Yes.
I'm talking about my boys, all my mates. You know them all?
I'm familiar with your
Barry,
boys.
Barry, Joe.
Limma.
Barra.
Lepre.
Yes. You know them all.
I know all your boys.
Cutters.
Yeah.
You know them all, don't you?
Yep. The one that has no sense of smell.
Brendan.
Thank you.
He's not in the core group. He's from a different group.
Yeah, separate group. All right.
But you know my boys.
I know your boys. Yeah,
okay,
for sure.
That's not what this is about.
Okay.
But basically...
You mean The Boys, the comic book series.
Correct.
Uh-huh.
What's that about? Why don't you tell us?
It's about a team.
Yeah.
Like a mercenary team.
Yeah. CIA operatives?
Of a sort, whose job it is It's a universe in which there are people with superpowers, but out of fear that they would sort of become, with training, they would become sort of dangerously powerful.
Mm.
So there are laws in place so they cannot be trained. So there are all these superpowered people out there who are just untrained, flailing about lunatics.
Yeah, accidentally killing people.
Yeah, exactly. And just and the boys are a military team assigned to kill any of them if they step out of line too far.
Or just smack them about.
Yeah, smack them about, sure. Yeah,
and they're not superpowered.
They're just regular, but maladjusted people.
But
yes.
They're great.
Yes.
One of them is clearly Simon Pegg.
Oh, yep. But like, that casting has not happened yet.
No.
But it will.
But I think he's probably too old, because I think he's a younger character.
Yeah, he's supposed to be the newbie, isn't
he?
Yeah,
yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they should still put him in it. But Carl Urban is going to be playing Billy Butcher, the lead.
Okay, that's good.
It's great.
Yeah.
It's bloody awesome. Yeah. I'm really looking forward to this.
Carl Urban should be in more things.
Or less things.
I mean, it's up to him. I mean, it depends on his workload.
Obviously.
Work-life balance, family, that sort of thing.
Yeah, okay. Yep. Okay, I'm okay with that. Mm. So, no, I'm looking forward to that. And speaking of shows that I'm looking forward to, Why the Last Man, his pilot has been ordered by FX.
Very good.
So that's finally happening, maybe.
For sure, yeah.
So,
yeah.
I still got to read that. I've got it. I haven't read it yet. Yeah. I started it and I couldn't get into it, but I got to...
Yeah,
I've heard nothing but good things.
It is very good. I've read it. It's very good. And you know, FX, their work's a little bit spotty from time to time, but they did produce Legion. So,
and the other one by the guy who wrote Legion, it's sometimes the past, and sometimes it's Fargo.
Sometimes it's the past, and sometimes it's Fargo.
Yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
So no, that's
you think
good.
You're Fargo.
I am. Yes, I am.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. One more bit of news: the Lord of the Rings TV series is rolling ahead. You can't stop that train,
no,
Mason.
No, will not.
Get off the track.
Mm-hmm.
Put your hands down. You're not going to stop it. But basically, it's estimated that it's going to cost $1 billion due to the 5-season commitment that Amazon had to make, which is part of their deal. They beat out Netflix with $250 million bid for it.
Wow.
Allegedly. And the production must start within 2 years. So it's going to start within 2 years. It has to be 5 seasons. It's going to cost about $1 billion.
Is Peter Jackson still involved in this in some way?
That was my next thing.
There we go.
It may or may not be linked to the Peter Jackson films. They just should. They could use all the sets. They've got racks of damp armor just hanging up in New Zealand.
Oh, so much clammy, moldy armor they could use. So many pieces of armor that extras could wear and get dysentery all of a sudden.
You best believe
That'd
it.
Be so, and they could just use all the old... Like the CG models and stuff.
Yep,
and
miniatures. There's a bunch of miniatures in it. And I could understand why they wouldn't, but it seems...
They could get Cumberbatch to come back and roll around on the floor.
He'd roll around on the floor for as long as you want him to, Mason.
That's right.
So, I was going to say nostalgia chick. That's not what she's called anymore. There's a
Lindsay
Hobbit.
Ellis.
Yeah, she's doing a Hobbit series at the moment.
Yes.
About their production. People should watch them. It's really interesting about how that all went down.
You mean the Hobbit? The
yeah,
not Lord of the Rings, but the one movie sequel that turned into three.
Yes, well, it's supposed to be
prequel.
Two. Yeah, yeah, and it's she's doing three parts, and she's done two already.
Great,
it's definitely worth watching. They should probably link them.
When you say you link them, but aren't they just retelling the story again?
No,
oh,
they're prequels.
Huh.
So even before the Hobbit.
Oh, this is pre The Hobbit.
Even before, or maybe, I don't know.
Pre The Silmarillion.
When is that set?
Don't know. But it's the one I referenced that I have no idea about.
Yeah, that's probably your fave, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
But no, I don't know. Maybe it's not before The Hobbit, but it is a prequel. So it could even be set in between.
Between, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, maybe it's been...
It's just a series of Bilbo having increasingly elaborate birthday lunches.
So it starts off as a small family affair.
Yep.
And then it blows out to a fireworks dragon.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, I get you. Very good. Would you watch this? I mean, they're putting $1 billion into it, Mason, allegedly.
Yeah, I would, yeah. So, I think so.
Yeah. I mean...
Isn't that amazing that they're putting $1 billion into something and I'm like, well, maybe I'd see it.
Yeah, I know, right, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, I'm not currently...
What's it on Amazon?
I'm not currently subscribed to Amazon Video, but the button's there on my TV, so I guess I'll click it.
Do it, yeah. But, no, I mean, Game of Thrones is going to wrap up next year, you know?
That's true.
And they're going to
You've got a dragon-shaped hole in yourself.
Correct. And they're going to do another prequel series of Game of Thrones or whatever, or a couple of them. But there's definitely room for this, you know, so I can see why they're doing it.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much, but when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Good grief, Mason. did you want to talk about... We weren't going to talk about A Quiet Place this week.
Yeah.
But then it's getting a lot of bloody buzz, mate. People are chatting up a storm about it. It's had a $46 million US opening.
It's pretty good.
It's outpaced both Get Out and Split in terms of opening weekend, which is pretty bloody huge. One of those movies is great, and one of them is...
The movie Split.
Split. It's fine. Split, it's okay. It's it's not bad.
Okay.
But I think that's very interesting that it's doing that well. It's the third film from John Krasinski.
Is it really?
Yeah, I didn't know that. I wasn't really... He'd done some stuff before that.
Not number one, Jim's Leatherhead. Prank compilations.
Yeah.
Number two, Dwight's reaction compilation.
Sure. And all that's great.
Mm-hmm.
But
so wait, what are his other two movies?
I don't know.
Okay then.
I can look it up while we're doing that. While you're telling us what you think the story was.
Ah, god damn it.
Yeah.
I was gonna ask first, is this based on anything?
No.
It's an original concept.
He wrote it or...
Bloody hell.
Came up with
Never
the core
thought
ideas.
I'd see the day. All right, yeah. So the plot.
Yeah.
Okay. So it's probably 2020 something ish.
Yeah, probably. Good start, Mason.
Yep. It's definitely slightly in the future.
Yes.
And
also, okay, I would say if you don't know anything about this
and you want to see it,
just don't listen to this.
Let's do it, but
we later, will do non spoilers and spoilers.
Yeah, later we're going to say best movie ever or worst movie ever.
Yeah.
But right ahead of time, would you say, if you're looking for something to do, would you watch this movie?
Yeah, 100%.
I would say watch this movie.
Also, it's like 90 minutes.
It's brisk,
which is
certainly
great.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's one of the strengths of the film.
So yeah, if you don't want to know anything about this movie,
yeah,
and I'll probably spoil something in the non-spoiler section,
yes,
or right now,
yeah,
maybe don't.
We're basically just going to be talking about the trailer stuff.
Yeah.
So if you
sure
know the premise and the trailer and the cast, that's what we're going to be talking
okay
about. Yeah.
So it's slightly in the future.
Yes.
And it seems society has collapsed on some level.
Yes.
Quite severely.
Yeah.
And we are following the fun, lighthearted adventures
correct
of a family. John Krasinski.
Yep.
Emily Blunt. Some kids. Who are living their life, wandering the streets, gathering supplies.
I walk a lonely road. The only one that I have ever known. There's monsters in the streets. Something. My shadow! Sorry, go on.
I've lost my train of thought. All right.
How?
Well, the powerful tones of Green Day
yeah
before this last album, they stir my very soul. You
they
know
speak
what I mean
to you, I get it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
But anyway,
can you move your mic a little closer?
Yeah, they walk. They walk the lonely streets.
Yes.
But they seem to communicate exclusively in sign language.
Correct.
But why? Yeah. Why can't they make any noise?
Yes.
Why not?
Why is it such a quiet place?
Why? The good question.
And it's monsters is the reason.
All right. Are the monsters in the trailer?
Yes.
Okay. Then.
Yes,
good.
They are. Yeah. So something has happened, obviously.
Yep.
And if you say anything or make a loud, not even a loud noise, just an audible
a
noise.
A moderate noise.
Yeah. You're going to get...
You're going to get monstered. Yeah,
you're going to get monstered big time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and they kind of established how dangerous the world is very early on.
They really do, yeah.
I wish I didn't know the premise for this going in. I still enjoyed it
a lot. I didn't.
You didn't at all, really? No. Oh, great. Because no. Claire saw it with me. Uh-huh. And she didn't know anything about
was
it.
Was she like, boo?
Yeah, she was freaking out the entire... She scratched her lip with her wedding ring because she was
freaking out
so much.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah.
Well, she's not a horror movie person. But I said to her, look, this is going to be a spooky movie. There might be a man under a sheet,
yep.
which you may find spooky or erotic, depending
That's
on your
correct,
perspective.
Yes.
Uh-huh. But it's from John Krasinski, who you like, and Emily Blunt, who you also like. Mm-hmm. And then she was like, okay, got her.
Yeah, bloody got her. Yeah, John Krasinski will hold you in his warm embrace. Don't you worry about that.
Yeah, he looks good, doesn't he?
Yeah.
He's not a big goofy...
I mean, he's still pretty goofy.
Yeah, he's pretty good. The beard helps, though. Kind of cuts the goof.
Cuts down
about
on the goof.
10% of that
well,
goof.
If he grew some, if he grew a beard on his nose, it'd cut down the goof significantly more. But he can't do that, so he's still a little bit goofy.
Yeah, right.
Mm. I have Krasinski syndrome in that regard. If I could grow a beard on my nose, I would, but I can't.
You can't cut that goof.
No, that's true. Yeah.
So yeah, like I said, it's 90 minutes, which is, we've seen so many movies that are like 2.5 hours, 2:45, and sometimes that works.
This gets it done.
This gets it done. Mm-hmm. I feel like if this was another 10, 20 minutes, it's just too much running about. You know,
yeah,
I think it was the
sure,
perfect
right.
amount of running about.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Yeah. And it would also admit that we could do this podcast slightly earlier than I thought we were going to, because you just came out of it.
I sure did.
Just now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I also think if you are going to see this, go to a cinema where people aren't total dickheads, because they will ruin this film with noise. Because a lot of it is, it's mostly silent. And when my movie started, all I could hear was like,
yeah, right.
just idiots like opening packets and whatever.
I sat down to watch this movie, and about 20 minutes in, the doors opened behind and two people walked in, like two middle-aged ladies, and they went, oh, he said it open. He said it started at 9 p.m. Like, and I'm like, all right, pretty
great.
Good.
Yeah. Also, you're 20 minutes late. Fuck
they
off.
They didn't say F though.
Oh, okay. They didn't?
They were much ruder. They were ruder than middle-aged ladies should be.
But that's too late.
Yeah, for sure.
Leave.
Just give up.
Yeah. Mm. So I had a pretty good, like, after that it was pretty quiet. But I've heard experiences of people are like, I wish this was at home where I could just watch it in a dark room by myself.
You think this, could this have been a Netflix
Yeah,
movie?
Definitely. I mean, I think it would be better in a cinema
if
it was quiet, if it was a quiet place.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah. What really worked for me though was... the family dynamic in this. Like, I'm not a horror movie guy, but neither of us are.
Mm.
And this really gets you to
But you are a family guy.
Correct. Mm-hmm. I'm lucky there is a family guy.
Correct. Very good.
But, yeah, that's what works for me. I mean, you can put in the scariest monster in the world, but if you don't care about the people, who gives a shit?
Yeah. I've said this about the movie It Follows.
Yes.
Which, in retrospect, is probably a better movie than I gave it credit for.
Yeah, right.
But that has a great concept, but in it... The actors playing the teens are such accurate teens.
They're so disaffected.
They're so disaffected that I didn't care that any of them were going to be killed by the It Follows monster. I'm like, who cares?
Yeah, that's right.
Just get your life together.
But this was very much the opposite of that.
Yeah, but
the concept of the actual design of the monster, I didn't think was super interesting. It's like a Stranger Things.
It's nothing we haven't seen before.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Mm-hmm. But that's not the strength of this film for me, anyway. Yeah.
What is the strength?
Family
Jump scares?
There are probably a few too many of those. But also...
Did you feel this movie was a little bit Shyamalan-y?
Yeah, yes. It's Signs. It's very clearly Signs.
I haven't seen Signs.
Okay.
Here's a canonical list of the Shyamalan movies I've seen.
Here we go. Rank 'em.
Sixth Sense.
Yep.
Unbreakable.
Okay.
I think that's it.
What do you want to think? The Village?
Haven't seen The Village.
Lady in Water.
But The Village is the one where it's revealed that it's actually in the modern day, right?
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. Haven't seen Lady in the Water. Is that the one where there's Water monsters?
I haven't seen it.
Okay. Yes. There's one where aliens are afraid of water.
That is Signs.
Signs? Okay.
Yeah. I mean, it's not Signs in the... it's not that concept of Signs. I haven't spoiled the movie.
Uh-huh.
But there are some similarities or parallels, which we'll talk about in spoilers. But, yeah. So, it's not entirely original premise, but what is. But despite that, it still works super effectively, I feel.
Mm-hmm.
He also did The Visit. I'm going to spoil The Visit, where their grandparents were really not their grandparents because they'd been murdered or whatever. Mm-hmm.
He also did Satan in a Lift.
He did? No, he didn't. He produced Satan in a Lift. He did After Earth. He did The Last Airbender. He did The Happening. You've seen The Happening, where the trees are murdering Mark Wahlberg.
No, is that Wahlberg?
Yeah.
I haven't seen
it. Not good.
I haven't seen any of this.
Then the Signs, Unbreakable, Sixth Sense and whatever. He did Praying with Anger in 1992.
Didn't say that.
You didn't? No. Sounds like a Metallica video.
Right.
Praying with Anger.
Dung, 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 dung.
Now, what worked for you, though, in it?
I thought it was very effectively tense the whole way through.
Yes.
What I didn't think worked... you know what? You have to buy into the premise.
Yeah.
And my feeling is don't think too hard about the premise.
No.
Because if you do, the cracks begin forming, I would say, almost immediately.
And a monster will get you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. So do you think, again, it was like the family dynamic that kind of carried you through this then? Like if it's like a bunch of disaffected teens being torn apart by sound monsters.
Yeah.
Would you have been like, oh, I don't know about this?
No, I think, look, if it were just... If it were a group of friends or something, I think it'd be fine.
Like the cast of Friends?
Joey, Chandler, Phoebe.
What if it was the cast
Phoebe's twin sister from Mad About You.
I get you.
The single guy.
Yeah, I get you.
It was
you.
An episode of Mad About You.
Okay, I hear what you're saying. What if it was the cast of Joey?
Like all the people that live at Joey's condo.
Yeah, Joey.
Yep.
His cousin, probably.
Probably.
Maybe he's got a sassy sister from Brooklyn.
Probably like a black guy in a flat cap.
Yeah.
It's like... It's like an older dude.
So that works for you?
Yeah, that works.
Okay, good. What were we saying?
I've lost my... Look, I'm saying I don't think it necessarily helped that they were, for me, that they were a family unit.
Yeah, right.
Like, I didn't...
You're a monster. You're the monster, Mason.
Yes, I know. That's the big reveal at the end that I'm a monster, but... I think they produced a good family dynamic, but I don't think that affected me any more than it would have been if they were just a group of people that lived together. Like if they were a band of friends that worked together again.
See, I think a band of friends for me,
yes.
Because as a father, Mason,
ugh.
I think they'd be like,
yucko.
They'd work in betrayal and one would rat out somebody else and whatever. But I think with this, because it was, we need everybody to live. Mm-hmm. I think that made it more...
Poignant?
Yeah. Poignant, I think it's pronounced, Mason.
Okay, good.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the world building, how they established this threat? Do you think it was too much information, not enough information?
There was... I feel there was almost the perfect amount of information, but it was spoiled a little bit by some very obvious beat-you-over-the-head exposition.
Yes.
Like
newspaper articles.
Whiteboards.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Uh-huh. And we'll talk about the whiteboard in spoilers.
Yeah.
But yes, you're absolutely
but
right.
But there was very... A lot of the stuff was very obviously signposted, I feel.
Signs posted, you mean.
Oh, yeah, devil in a lift.
This...
Going down. First floor, men's shoes. Second floor, lingerie. Third floor... Devil. It's the devil in a lift.
You've seen Devil in a Lift.
No, I haven't.
Clearly.
I haven't.
You just said the premise of Devil in a Lift.
Yeah, that's. I said the premise and the final line of the movie, so I guess I have seen it.
This is the kind of last thing I want to say before spoilers, because most of the interesting stuff is probably in spoilers.
Mm.
They basically walk on sand in bare feet, so they don't hear anything. But this sand trails like all the way into town. I just can't wrap my head around that, how he did it, how John Krasinski did it. Where did he get the sand?
Mm-hmm.
Was the sand ever washed away? Like
good
he would
question.
Have had
yep. mm-hmm.
bag. Like how many bags of sand would he have?
Yeah.
Sand is heavy.
You know, it would have been easier.
Yeah.
You wrap your feet in bandages. You fill them with sand.
You fill your feet with sand.
Fill your feet with. You hollow out your feet.
Yeah.
Keep your mouth shut while you're doing it. Fill it with sand.
Not a bad idea, Mason.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Yeah, I mean maybe because it's also implied that it's not implied. Like there is a community. In the surrounding area. So maybe it's not just them building these trails of sand.
Yeah, maybe they're the only people left, perhaps, yeah.
No, but they're not the only... I mean, in the world, like the family?
Yes.
No, because there's a bit where you see the other... Community, sort of.
Oh, yeah.
You dummy.
I'm a dummy.
Yeah, but anyway.
Yeah, nice.
Spoilers?
Yeah, spoilers.
Best movie ever?
Yeah, I'd say best movie ever. Agreed. Certainly worth a watch.
Definitely.
And it's unless you've seen all the M. Night Shyamalan movies, in which case, based on what you've said, you might be a little sick of these tropes.
Nah, this is better than any of those.
Yeah, right.
Well, this isn't a spoiler, but I think the jump scares work. I don't like jump scares, but most of them worked for this because it's of the sound design of the film.
Yeah, right.
Mm-hmm. You know? Mm-hmm. It's not like, you know, like a cat jumping out and there's like a violin sounds. Like it's not,
That's true.
It's none of that. So, uh-huh. I mean, there's a little bit of that, but not so much.
All right, let's talk spoilers.
Okay.
Right.
I thought it was good at the start when that kid got swiped.
Me too.
Because it meant that it was sad and dangerous world.
That's true,
established,
yeah.
Straight up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And
I didn't think that kid was going to get swiped, but then he got swiped.
I really like the
before you see the monsters, they're kind of like these tarantulas like running through the woods.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Like these man-sized tarantulas.
So what do you think they're aliens? What do you think they are?
Well, I saw a clip that said meteor in Mexico or something like that.
Right.
So
okay.
I think that's what happened.
Okay.
Interesting fact as well. This was originally was proposed as a Cloverfield film.
You know, I was going to say that.
Yeah.
That this would have slipped into the Cloverfield vague multiverse much better than Cloverfield Paradox did.
Even though that movie is strictly about multiverses, but yeah, yes, right. You are right. Yeah.
This felt much more appropriate in tone for that universe.
But I'm glad they didn't, because I think this doesn't need to rest in that universe to make it work at all.
Yeah, for
and
sure.
It's still doing well, yeah. Obviously.
So. Oh, yeah, anyway, so the premise...
Yeah.
Well, not the premise, but the...
The core conceit.
The core conceit of this film...
Here we go.
Or one of them is that they are wildly... The aliens, which are blind.
Yes.
We know that because the whiteboard says blind.
Yes.
And they are... They attack anything they can hear.
Yes.
We know that because of the whiteboard.
Yes.
They've got armor, ?
Yes.
Whiteboard. But what is their weakness?
?
Big on the thing.
They keep cutting to that.
Yeah, they sure do.
Time.
But their weakness is evidently sounds at certain frequencies.
Yes.
Which render them very confused and largely helpless.
Yes.
At which point they can be killed with a shotgun blast.
Because their armor is exposed.
Why has no one ever done that
before? I agree. Because
if you think
they
about
figured
it
out it was sound.
Yep.
Because there was a newspaper at the start that was like, it's sound.
Yes.
You think the government would have just fired all sorts of frequencies at it.
Governments and police departments and armies have like big sound generating cannons.
Yes.
Just give them a whirl.
They've got like machines that make a noise where you shit your pants. So you think that... At the very least, turn that on.
Just embarrass them, you know?
Yeah, that's right.
Just embarrass them. Maybe they'll go back to their home planet.
Yeah. I mean, maybe they figured it out too late.
Sure, you know? Right. Uh-huh.
But no, I agree. And maybe some places had figured it out, but nobody's communicating. I got the sense that there's like three of these for every 4 square miles or something.
Yeah,
and they've
sure,
just
right.
spread themselves out across
yeah, right.
the continent or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did you get that sense? Like they're just... territorial. They're like, okay, this is my neck
yeah,
of the woods.
Maybe, yeah, maybe, yeah, uh-huh, mm. yeah. It also ended in the most Michael Bay way possible,
boy,
I feel.
Did it, yeah. A woman who's just given birth.
Wielding a shotgun. Reloading a shotgun, yeah, uh-huh.
Yeah, that birth scene was terrifying.
Oh, but, yeah, for but, sure. But, like, but the, a lot of this yeah, was so effective.
But the bounce back from that was... I mean, look, you're in a situation where you have to do it.
Yes.
You know? Because uh-huh. John Krasinski gets torn apart by monsters.
Uh-huh.
Did you find that, were you moving or?
Moving but somewhat pointless.
Yes.
There had to be another way, I don't know.
I don't understand why they didn't have multiple sound traps. Like they had fireworks.
Yes.
To distract yeah. from.
They had egg timer.
Egg timer. They had egg timer and firework. But there should have been like a bunch of string cans that you could pull and
yeah, yeah,
whatever.
Yeah. You'd want to set it up Home Alone style.
You would.
Exactly. You want a blowtorch on a string.
Yeah.
You want cans of paint.
Correct.
You want
Joe Christmas
ornaments. You want Joe Pesci's corpse strung up.
Yeah, that's right. As a warning.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
yeah. But no, yeah.
But so I guess the takeaway for me is you have to buy into the premise that for some reason they figured this out too late.
Yeah.
And all the infrastructure to build a whole bunch of those is gone.
Yes.
Or, you know.
That's it. But yeah, that I don't understand. And that weaknesses thing, because they kept cutting to it like, weaknesses? What's the weakness?
What's the weakness?
And then at the end, when they figure out the weakness, It's from somebody looking at the board and it says weaknesses. And then they're like, wait a minute, weaknesses?
Wait a second.
Yeah.
What's happening?
I liked that they showed that the audience figured it out before the monsters did.
Mm.
Like before the kids did or the family did.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Mm. Also, I think that girl's really deaf.
Oh,
yeah.
I see.
I like the use of, like, the premise, I think, yeah, like, I agree, could have been better executed in parts, but I like the whole idea of it, this world where you speak in sign language and mm-hmm. any noise can, and then, you know, even they're, like, eating food off leaves.
Yeah,
you
right.
Know, stuff uh-huh. like that, and, mm-hmm. you know, and Monopoly is just bits of felt that they're, whatever.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And mm-hmm. you put a baby in a box, and
yeah.
why would you have a baby?
Yeah, I know, why?
I mean, it happens, obviously.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But, yeah, mm. You'd have to keep that baby in that room for
years.
My kid, I don't even know when they stop screaming. I have no idea.
Yeah.
Yeah. When they're 10, I don't know.
No, all you have to do is you have to explain to your very small child
yeah.
that there's enormous, unstoppable spike monsters who yes. are coming to kill them, and they'll stop crying immediately.
That's a good point, actually. Mm. Yeah. Okay, they should have probably tried that. Yeah. But I liked at the start how the little kid who got taken, like, clearly, like, did not get it.
Yeah, right. And this world, you need to get survive, you need to get it, man.
You got to get it. If you don't get it, you get got.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But seeing that...
That would be great if that scene was followed immediately by John Krasinski and Emily Blunt having a conversation where they're like, look, the kid just didn't get it, you know?
Get it.
God. We don't need losers like that on our team.
Should we have another one and maybe they'll get it?
Yeah, maybe hopefully they'll get it.
Yeah. But like the end of Signs, if you recall correctly, Mason.
I haven't seen it.
Is the Signs monsters, Sinos, mm-hmm. they call them in the film. Yeah. They're on Earth. They don't have space suits on. They're just nude and running about and standing on a roof.
Sexy and spooky.
It's a good film. Like a genuine, it is. But their weakness is water. Did you know this?
I'm aware of this, yes.
So at the end... Mel Gibson or Joaquin Phoenix figures this out and just like hits baseball bats filled with, no, hits glasses of water with a baseball bat over the Signs monster and is like, ah. And this end sequence is very that. Like, there's that moment of realization and then.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
That's kind of how it plays out. Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah.
How did Joaquin Phoenix or Mel Gibson figure that out? Did somebody offer the Signs monster a glass of water?
No, thank you.
Who looked very parched.
Yeah.
They were like, no, 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 thank you.
Yeah.
No.
No, it was.
Are you sure? You're looking quite dry. No.
No, it was the girl is putting glasses of water all around the house and then the Signs monster falls over and then a glass of water tips on it and it's like, ah!
Oh.
Yeah. So, solid film, man. Ending ain't great, but yeah. What else, Mason? Anything else? Did you ever think, like, this is Jim from The Office? Did that ever distract you?
No.
See, I've just watched 11 seasons of The Office, however long it went. So that's on me, though.
Yeah.
But he was great. I thought he was really good.
I imagine he spent the entire shoot, like,
look at the camera.
Don't spike the camera and look bemused.
Yeah.
And then he went and then he hired like the best editor, the best film editor in the business. And he's like, if I even approach like a 180 degrees on the, you cut that out.
Yeah.
You cut it out. All right.
I'm going to wear the shock collar. If I even look into the camera, I'm going to press this button. Yeah. No, I'd like to see what he was going to do next. Cause he also was saying that he's not a horror film guy.
Yeah. Right.
I think some often like the good horror films come from people who aren't necessarily horror directors or horror aficionados.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I to what extent this follows the tropes of your modern day horror film, I don't know.
Mm.
But maybe that's it's tough to say. Like, I imagine if I attempted to make a horror film, I would fall into every trap of a horror movie script.
That I've set for you on
yes,
the way
exactly.
to the set.
Ah, my legs!
Yeah, it's very possible. But yeah. No, I think it's definitely worth saying. And but go when it's quiet. When it's a quiet place.
Oh, yeah.
Because of the spooks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. Anything else?
No.
All right, let's move it along.
Nice.
Okay. Oh, you know what it is time for? I got to say this part, sorry.
Okay.
What are we reading?
Well, what are we going to read?
Yeah.
I'm doing the thing. What are we reading today?
What are you reading, Mason?
Well, my iPad restarted itself after dying a few weeks ago. It's back. It's risen from the grave.
Excellent.
In something of a Christ parallel.
Yeah, I get it.
So I'm back on Mr. Miracle. It's a good
yeah,
series.
It's good.
The second story arc has started.
Yes, yes.
Speaking of harrowing tales.
Yes.
Just keeps going, doesn't it?
I thought it was wrapping up. I thought it was going to wrap up.
No.
But it's going to keep going.
Yeah, it's gone for 12, I think.
Good.
Yeah.
It's good.
Good series.
Did you watch Legion?
No, it's back though. That's what I'm going to read. Yeah. It's first episode's out, couple of episodes.
First episode's out, yeah.
Does it make any more or less sense?
It makes some sense,
mm-hmm.
but I'm the stuff that I don't understand, I'm like, well, it all made sense in the end, in the last one.
Is it still weirdly anachronistic in many places?
Yes.
Is Flight of the Conchords back?
Yes.
Cool. It's great stuff.
It's good.
Yeah.
I like it a lot.
Anyway, again, in place of doing that, I've been half watching that Killjoy show.
Killjoy? What's
that? It's Canadian. It's like Space Bounty Hunters. It's the show that I can watch without watching it, really.
Yeah.
It can just be on in my house.
I
can just go and do other things. It's just an assortment of attractive people sassing each other and then something blows up. That's every episode.
I'm watching The 100. It's exactly the same.
Yeah, nice.
You familiar with that? Mm-hmm.
Sort of.
Yeah. It's weird because it's teens go to Earth, but Earth was contaminated. It's 100 years after.
Mm.
And then every now and then they'll introduce a new character. And it takes me a good 5 minutes to figure out whether they're supposed to be a teenager or they're an adult.
Yeah, right.
Because
everyone's
26.
So yes, exactly.
It's very confusing. But it's not a bad show. A lot of people threw this our way for April Fool's last week. They got us. Good on all those sweet gags.
Mm-hmm.
There was the Bushworld Adventures of Rick and Morty.
Yes. Now, this has been made by...
Michael Cusack. He's an I've been watching his stuff for ages. He's an Australian animator. He's... Does Darren and Damo, the you know, those two kind of Darrow bloke, Aussie blokes.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
Yeah, I think so.
And a bunch of other like surrealist nightmares.
Yeah, he's
stuff.
Got a very distinctive style.
Yeah, I think he's fantastic. And I really enjoyed this.
Pretty good, right?
You're a fan?
Of this in particular?
Yeah.
Yes, but I'm not overly familiar with the rest of his stuff. So.
Okay. Yeah, I just go through his YouTube. It's great.
Okay.
But some of it will make you want to kill yourself. It's really good.
Has he ever got anything on TV?
I don't. Oh, I think like ABC 2 or something like that. But
does this mean he's working for Adult Swim now?
Potentially.
Maybe.
Well, I don't know. But we don't even know if Rick and Morty season 4 is happening or whatever. Might not have even been greenlit, but...
Imagine if it wasn't.
Yeah.
Imagine people would take to the streets.
That boy, would they?
Mm.
They'd take to McDonald's with their Szechuan sauce in hand.
Oh, the conspiracy theory would somehow blame McDonald's.
Correct.
And McDonald's would...
Is this like Adult Swim's way of... Like building up some kind of type and tension for the next season.
I would think so.
Like, so it's like a rare event to get a Rick and Morty, whatever.
I mean, why would they put this out and then not greenlight a new season?
Maybe they don't like the creators or something. I don't know.
Maybe.
But if they don't, just go somewhere else. Go put it on a different network.
Yeah.
But if they haven't even started it, we're 2 years away from this.
Yeah, that's a long way away, isn't it?
Yes, Mason.
Yes.
Yes.
Mm.
Are you reading or watching anything else?
No, I'm just doing comedy festival stuff.
Anything to recommend this week?
Ah, gosh.
I saw Alan Andy's show. It was
it's really
great.
Good, right?
I think it's done now.
It's wrapped up.
God
damn. Can't see it again.
Yeah, well, I have.
Okay then.
Mm.
Boy. Give me 2 minutes.
I'll give you 100 minutes. How about
right,
that?
Fine, God.
I went to see Josh Earls this week, today, but I was hungover.
I saw that.
It was great, of course.
He's got more shows. Everybody on our network has...
Mm.
Some shows happening.
I believe Fergal Quigley has made a list on planetbroadcasting.com where you can check out everybody's.
Nice. Hang on. Okay, I'm gonna check my list.
I want to see. Have you seen Dave Warnicki's show?
The blind dating show. Yeah. I have not. No.
Come on, mate, buddy. Wrap it up so I can go to bed.
I can do this. Hang on.
But I have to edit it tonight. And I'm tired.
All right, fine. See Double Denim. That's a show. A couple of friends of mine do that show. Check that out.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, cool.
Sounds fun, Mason.
Nice.
Are you ready for the theme, with the next theme?
Somewhat prepared.
Or are you thoroughly unprepared this week?
I'm wholly unprepared.
All right, then. I can do it if you want.
Nope.
Okay.
Here it comes. The classic one was letters, oh letters, we love you. Some letters, they're only a day away. I know they're here right now. We're going to do letters.
You once had an iPhone case, which was also a charger. Have you abandoned that for a regular case?
I have abandoned it. It was too bulky.
Bulkly?
It was too bulkly.
I understand.
I gave it to my butler, Bulkly.
What did he do with it?
I don't know.
He threw it into your
probably,
fountain.
Probably sold it to feed his family. I don't know.
How bulkly was it, though? Was it uncomfortably bulkly?
Well, it wasn't, but it was also a smaller phone.
Yeah, right.
Because this is a Plus, so...
Oh, you had it before you had the Plus?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, very good. And what I was saying about my iPhone that I hate earlier, it's got a bedtime on it. So every time I open up the clock, it's like, do you want to set a bedtime? How about fuck you, phone? Like, I'm an adult human
Mine
being.
Mine doesn't do that. What have you... Your wife has put that in your phone. Your wife has installed that on your phone without your knowledge. Also, who's great? Guy Montgomery is very funny.
Okay.
That's a good show. Okay, I'll come back to it.
If you go to bedtime, it says, introducing bedtime. Going to bed and waking up the same time every day keeps you safe and healthy. Bedtime
loser. That's loser talk. My friend Jack Druce is just starting his show this week. That'll be very funny.
Okay.
Funny man. That's it. Anyway.
That's everyone you should see ever.
Yep. I'll do a Twitter thing. I'll put it on Twitter.
I hope you do, Mason.
Thank
for
you.
All of our sakes.
Okay. You got some tweets there?
If you want to reach the show, hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod on Twitter. Also, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com. You can shoot Mason an email and he will check it and read it.
I'm checking it furiously right now.
Very good. This is from Matt Walsh. Quick question for Mr. Sunday Movies, but would love Wikipedia Brown's perspective too. Hashtag as a father and considering extended runtimes for mega blockbusters, do you think Disney/Marvel should revive intermissions for 2.5+ long films like Infinity War? Hashtag WeeklyPlanetPod.
That is a good question. Would you...
100% yes.
You want an intermission?
That. Yeah.
What would you do in that intermission?
I'd pee, and then I'd come back.
All right, okay.
Just 5 minutes, mate. You do it if you go to the theatre. Mm-hmm. You know, theatres often don't even go for that long, and they give you an intermission. You can go out, you can get a Malteser, you can get a Choc Top. You can get a
single Malteser?
Yeah, single one.
The prices at these concession stands, let me tell you.
Yeah, you get a
sparkling
wine.
Would you be afraid that you'd be bailed up by other people and you'd have to have a conversation about what has happened already?
That would be... I'd put headphones in and then I'd sit in the toilet.
Okay.
So that's why I want the intermission.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Yeah.
Did you know that in Australia, toilet is the bathroom? But in America, toilet is the literal...
Yes, I do.
So you
that.
Literally sit in the toilet.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd squat
both
in
feet
it.
In.
Both feet in.
Wow.
What would you do?
It's a good question. I don't know. Would that... Maybe that'd get people fired up for the second half.
It could very well. Mm. The only reason I can see it not happening... Well, there's a number of reasons. But you limit the amount of time you can play a movie during the day. Which means... Over the long term, there's less screenings.
That's
I guess.
True. So. I think that would be eliminated very quickly.
Mm.
Like I think Disney or Marvel would put the hard word out and be like, "There will be no intermissions.
You will not do it." Mm. Yeah, but I also think it might be a good idea for cinema chains to get more because people would go to the candy bar and whatever.
Yeah, that's true.
So I think it might be because that's where they make their money, isn't it? Like not so much ticket sales; it's more. All the garbage they sell.
Yes, I think
the shit
it's the garbage, yeah. All the tiny little pizzas they...
Outrageous. Do you like gold class, Mason?
No, I'm not against it, but yeah. I don't... It's like first class on a plane. Do you need that much room?
Yeah, for a plane.
Okay, then.
Yeah, absolutely.
Nice.
I mean, I've never had it properly where you lie down. Imagine lying down on a plane.
Oh,
it's a dream, mate.
I don't want to be on a plane, though.
Yeah, that's true, you don't.
Mm-hmm.
But if you could lie down on a plane, is that better?
No, that's probably worse.
What about actually. If you could go into the sit in the toilet? Would you
prefer? Oh, yeah, absolutely.
You get sucked out of one of those things.
No.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. You want to read your email?
I'm still
or
looking for
to...
an email.
Okay,
if
I can
got,
do another,
got another one.
Another one. This is from Peter Colon. Given that Bond,
who?
Peter Colon, Colon, Colon.
Okay. Great.
Given that Bond movies basically copy whatever is popular in action movies, and when they're made, does obviously about sitting in a toilet. Does this mean we can expect Bond 25 to basically be John Wick with James Bond, directed by Danny Boyle?
Is 25 the next one coming?
Yes.
I don't think so.
There's a very real possibility we're going to get John Wick style Bond action.
I don't think...
Imagine a lithe Keanu Reeves-esque Bond that's not Keanu Reeves.
Yeah, right. Uh-huh.
You don't get bulky Bond who's like a tank and he's smashing people's heads apart on kitchen sinks.
Look, I think they would want to do that, but I think maybe it's beyond their... I feel like maybe it's beyond their capabilities in a way.
Really?
It's too un-Bond-like, maybe?
But everything Daniel Craig does initially is too un-Bond-like.
Yeah,
he's
guess
doing parkour, he's doing a flip... He's not doing a flip. He's running through he's wearing little shorts.
Yeah,
when have you ever seen Bond wearing little shorts?
Yeah, that's
never
true.
Again. Never before.
Never say never again.
That's true.
Rowan Atkinson.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Johnny English.
Johnny English.
Yeah.
It all comes full circle.
Do you reckon there's a Johnny English gag where he's in little shorts?
No, I don't think Rowan...
Or like a weird European bathing suit.
I don't think Rowan Atkinson would lower himself to that joke.
Yeah, you're
right. I think maybe he like a sidekick. You have a sidekick that comes out of the water.
Yeah.
It's like, you're going to meet your sexy new sidekick. And he's like, ooh, who's this? And then it's like, Steve Coogan.
Yeah, exactly.
Coogan would do it.
Coogan would definitely do it. Yeah. Isn't he doing a new Alan Partridge season or something?
I hope so.
That'd be great. Mm. Yeah. No, so you don't think they'll do the John Wick-esque? You know, what if they get a John Wick-esque guy in there and he has to... But he's not a John Wick guy.
Oh, I see. Look, I think maybe there would be... and also Bond isn't really... Bond's mindset isn't really... Or he's not really a headshot guy.
No.
Like, I think he values human life more than John Wick does. Mm. I mean, he doesn't really value it at all. But John Wick is like less than zero.
I would say Bond is more... Probably except for Daniel Craig, is more minimal effort in a fight as well.
Yes. Okay, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But I wouldn't surprise me to see elements of this kind of fast-paced John Wick-style action. Mm-hmm. But I don't think you can have Bond headshotting 50 guys, because I think it would make him less relatable than he already is.
Yes, for sure.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. But no, it wouldn't surprise me. Have you found that letter yet, Mason?
I'm still looking.
You are thoroughly unprepared.
I know.
And that's why you'll never...
There's so many good letters.
Oh, really? Just read one of them. Just read literally any of them. Did you ever see the episode? They did like a... parody of Doctor Who with Rowan Atkinson as Doctor Who.
I remember that one.
Yeah.
Was it a charity thing?
Yeah, I think so. I remember it being funny.
Yeah. Oh, here's one. You ready for this?
I'm ready.
This is a big one. Oh, this is a big one. All right. You ready for this?
You know it.
Okay. All right. I'm gonna explain it to you, and then we're gonna have to do it. We're gonna have to do a little play.
Oh,
you ready for this?
Hell, all right.
Okay. This is from Mike Germanio.
Okay.
He's been a diehard Weekly Wackadoo since very early on. Thank you for listening.
Good. Good.
His girlfriend has joked with him about how much he listens to all the Planet Broadcasting shows. They just passed their one-a-year anniversary. They're about to move into their own place. I thought it would be good to nonchalantly play on the radio on our way over the Weekly Planet, as I often do. Right as we pull up here, I would like to hear my Australian mates, James and Meso, asking if Caitlin will make Mike the happiest man in the world by being his wife.
Wow, okay. That's huge.
He's saved up. He has a ring. He's asking for her father's permission.
Okay.
Well, okay, so we'll have to put the time code in.
Yeah.
Mike's proposal to Caitlin.
And then you email it to him.
Yes.
So he gets this before All right, good.
Okay,
How do we float this question?
All right. That is, okay.
Is it a lazy attempt, is all I'm saying.
Or a trick.
Is it a trick?
Yep.
Could he not think of a good idea? So this is it.
Well, look, this can be a good, but maybe he's thought of something good in the meantime.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Also, you have to email back and let us know how it went.
100%.
It has to be photo evidence.
Yes.
And today's newspaper and...
A stenographer.
A stenographer and a scientist who's carbon dating the newspaper. And then he has to be attached to a lie detector. But failing that, just a photo of the two of you.
That'll be great.
Unless it goes badly, in
then
which case...
get that photo regardless. Right. I want to see it.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, you know what we could do?
What?
We do the intro to the show.
Yeah.
And then we do it.
Do I have to edit?
No, I mean we do it now. And then he just cues it up.
I re-edit it in?
No.
So it's like the start of the show.
The start of the show and you'll be like, okay, right. All right,
fine. Let's do it. Okay. Bit of theatre. Good stuff.
All right. Okay, you ready?
Ooh, I've never
this
played.
Better be real.
I've never played myself before in a fake episode of the Weekly Planet.
Just imagine being a father.
Okay, I will.
Okay, you ready?
Welcome back, everybody, to another episode of the Weekly Planet, where we talk movies and comics and TV shows. My name is James, also known as Mr. Sunday. With me, as always, is my co-host, Nick Mason.
And we've got a special message from Mike to Caitlin.
Okay.
Caitlin,
yes.
Would you do Mike the honour of becoming his wife?
For how long?
For heaps of time.
Okay.
All the time,
yeah,
probably.
That's good. I just think you should stipulate the time period. Because if it's like a couple of years, if he just wants a short-term commitment,
no, I'm pretty sure this is a wife thing.
Okay, good. Yeah, okay,
this is
good.
A wife thing.
Excellent. Okay, yeah. Good. Yeah.
Are you prepared to wife him up?
Yeah, big time, forever. And likewise, obviously, he is prepared.
He's very prepared. Unless this is a trick.
Yes,
it could very well be.
How exciting, though.
Very exciting.
Yeah.
Anyway.
We're pausing to see if what happened.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right, that should do it.
Do you think it went well?
I think it probably went well.
I 100% agree with you.
Ugh.
Should I edit out the bit where I said how long for?
No, leave that in.
Okay,
no, that's all right. It's a reasonable question to
ask. I didn't mean to disrespect the sanctity of marriage, Mason. I'm a big fan, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'm well into it.
Yep.
I'm well into one as we speak.
Yep. Mm. But for how long?
Yeah, we didn't stipulate.
A couple of years?
Yeah, maybe.
Years. Yeah. All right. Yep, nice.
Yeah. Okay, that's cool. Good on them, man. Yeah, please let us know.
That's the biggest letter of them all.
All the best. That's great. Mm-hmm. Okay, I think that's the show then.
Oh, we did it.
We did. Bit of a shorter one. My fault, because I have to edit this before the solo trailer comes out, and then I have to work on that. It's fine. And we got 5 minutes left.
Minutes to go.
We are killing this.
Dun 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 dun. Limp Bizkit theme song.
Yeah. Okay. Next week is Rampage.
Oh, is it next week Rampage?
Yeah.
Good lord. All right.
So we won't talk about that at our live show. We've got we've got something else lined up for that. Ooh. But we'll probably double up on news and do the same jokes.
Oh, it'd be so it would be incredible if we just talked about Rampage on the live episode. We lock the doors and we're like, folks, we're going to talk about Rampage. There's a non-spoiler section and a spoiler section. So during the spoiler section, if you haven't listened to Rampage, block your ears.
Correct. Mm. Yeah. But it's, I think it's unfair to people go come to a live show and also you have to have seen this movie.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah, so we'll do something else.
But, right, let's do something else.
But we will talk about that next week. Nice. That Uwe Boll video went up on the channel this week.
Has it caught the attention of Uwe
Boll? It hasn't. Because I was speaking to Matt about it, who edited it.
To be clear, I'm not going to fight Uwe Boll.
Absolutely not. The thing about that guy is he's very unpredictable.
Yes.
So I have no idea how this was going
to
go.
He could be getting on a plane right now to Melbourne to fight us.
And it could be absolutely nothing. Yes. Which seems to be where it's at this moment.
Oh, sweet relief.
He challenged somebody else to a fight this week. So I think his mind's on that, mm-hmm. which is very exciting. But I watched actually some footage of some Uwe Boll fights earlier this week. That dude is a killer.
I bet, for real. Yeah, yeah.
So I think if either of us were to box him, we'd have youth on our side, but he'd kill us.
Great.
He'd kill us both at the same time.
Wow.
Yeah. So he maybe beat up the guy from Something Awful and
some other people
or whatever. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Wow. What a lunatic. What a good bloke, though.
Yeah, he seems good, doesn't he?
No.
Anyway, thanks for listening, everybody.
Please.
It's been an absolute delight.
It has.
I hope everybody gets married. End of sentence. Everyone gets married, even if you don't want to. But thanks for subscribing and telling your friends.
Yep.
If you want to propose to somebody, just sub out your name for the names we put there. Mike,
you're saying this is a one-time thing.
Yeah, for sure. Okay, you're going to have to edit it in.
Yep.
But while you're proposing, if you could also plug the podcast, that would be great.
Yeah.
Tell your friend, tell your fiance.
Definitely.
Let's see if you want to get a hold of us, weeklyplanetpod@gmail.com and Facebook and Twitter. Planet Broadcasting Great Mates Group on Facebook.
Yes.
planetbroadcasting.com. Once a week, we send you the newsletter.
Yeah, Robert Collins sorts all that out.
Super great. He's at The Weekly Planet on Twitter.
The best bloke.
The best bloke there is. Let's see, if you want to support the show, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies. If you want to buy the M. Night Shyamalan box set,
yes.
Give us an honest review of how well they hold up. Surprise, probably not well, except for Devil in a Lift.
Yes, that's right.
Yep. Or you can go to, you can go to patreon.com/MrSundayMovies.
Chuck in a buck. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
Oh, wait. Did I say those out of order? We have an Amazon affiliate link in our episode description. That's what I meant to say.
Yeah, you can do that as well. Uh-huh. Yeah. Very good.
We've got some t-shirts on tpublic.com, yep. But if you're coming to our live show, got some tees for you there, maybe.
Yeah, but you absolutely do not have to buy one.
No, that's right.
It's not a requirement. Yeah. Mm. I'm against merch, and you and Claire are very much for it. I was like, I don't want to deal with t-shirts and shit. But it's happening, all right?
Yeah.
All right, you happy?
Yeah, real happy. You'll change your tune once you've got a mug with my face on it staring up at you as you edit bleary-eyed late at night.
So it's on the inside of the mug, is it?
It's on every single surface of the mug.
Good. Great stuff.
Duh.
All right. Thanks for listening, guys.
Grab that gem, you guys. We will see you next week. Good and also on Saturday.
Yes, some of you. Also, the episodes aren't going to Google Play. The last two.
Yeah, well, I don't know what's going on.
I don't know why.
We'll figure it out somehow.
Yeah, because the feed's supposed to go through our hosting platform to it automatically. I don't know. So I'll...
Potentially it'll sort itself out.
Hopefully.
Yeah.
Yeah, so sorry about that. But there are like 10 other platforms you can listen
sure.
to it on.
Listen to it on Spotify.
Yeah, exactly. Mm. Or YouTube or whatever. I don't care. Yeah.
All right.
I don't care. Mason, I just can't. There's too much going on.
You just can't even.
I can't even.
You just can't adult these days.
Definitely,
you know what I mean?
Not. Yeah.
Oh, all right. Well, grab that gem, you guys. We'll see you next week.
Goodbye.
Bye. 30 seconds to go, James. We did it. With seconds to spare.
Yes.
If we keep talking, And I can cut this red wire in time. We can get it to... We get it...
We still have... It's still many minutes on the clock.
No, I figured. Yeah, that's... but it's a completely arbitrary time with a lot of... With a lot of safe space we built in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it's really okay that if we didn't. It's really fine. But it's... Bam! 007.
Ah, very good. Well, actually, it says 007. Very good.
All right.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates. I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.